Okay, today's daf is Krisos daf Ches, last daf in the first parak of Maseches Krisos, and we continue now on Zayin Amud Beis. We are 6 lines up from where they get wide, 5 lines up, Elu Mevi'in Karban. So we had yesterday in the Mishnah different types of karbanos that are in unusual cases. Really, a woman has a baby, mazel tov, a boy, a girl, and she brings karbanos. Karbanos yola, there's a set of karbanos. And if a woman has a baby bismanas, she owes them. And the Hiri Bana Beis HaMikdash, she'll bring them when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. But some cases aren't as clear. So the Mishnah had 3 categories. Cases where a woman brings karbanos and eats them, the chatos, obviously, the chatos ola, or some where she brings that she doesn't eat, and some where she does not have to bring at all, because it's not assumed to be a vlad at all that came out of her. Those were the 3 categories. And the Mishnah also discussed what happens if you have 2 women that there was a mix-up, that one of them is chayevus and one of them is ptura, and you don't know what to do. So that's what the Mishnah said, that if shtei nashim shepilu, one had a pater, one had a chayev, Rabbi Yossi, that is also a case of mevios ve'ena ne'echalos. That is another case where they bring, but they don't eat it. And Rabbi Yossi says, on that case, Amasai, when do we say that's true? If they're not here anymore. But if they are both standing here, so then, shteyen mevios karban ve'ne'echal. They both bring a karban, and it can be eaten. Okay, so now, relating to that case, now we're up to the Gemara. Elu mevi'inu karban, my avdin, what do they do? As Rashi says, my avdin, l'rabiosi. L'rabiosi, see on the left side? That's up. Tomorrow we welcome Tosfos back to Dafyomi land. Tomorrow. But today we're still with Tosfos Yeshanim and Rashi. So Rashi on the top left side, my avdin, l'rabiosi maisin travayhu, chad karban bein shtehen. According to Rabbi Yossi, they both bring a karban between both of them. V'yiknu chata sa'of chada. Vade olas, question of the girsa here. Vade olas ha'of tavi al-kol, tavi kol achas vadai, ubitnai. In olas ha'of, they can each bring and make the tnai. The chadas ha'of, that brought al safik, and therefore they bring one chadas ha'of together. Chadas ha'of lamatzi lameimar, tehe nedava, din chadas nedava. Ulhachi maisi, chadas ha'of, viknu bein shteyen. So the olas ha'of, they can each bring. And they make a tzai. Either I'm chayiv or it's a nedava. But by the chadas ha'of, that's where Rabbi Yossi says they team up. They both pay for it and they make a tzai. Im ani chayeves, yechalkecha machuli. If I am chayeves, then your chelek will be machul to me. And if you're chayeves, my chelek will be machul to you. And mimanav shach, have malikasa ksheira. That's that Rashi we alluded to yesterday also. The malika is going to be kasher, mimanav shach. So back to the Gemara now. So my avdis, what do they do? Maisin travayochad karban vadai v'chatas of safek. They both bring an ola and chatas of. They bring one of them amongst between both of them umasni and they make a tnai. Whoever it is, and the other one is mocheles their chelik. Says the Gemara. Mislay the Rabbi Yossi tna. Are you able to do this? Are you able to make a tnai v'atnan? The Mishnah says. Reb Shimon Omer, Mivio Shnehen Chatos. Reb Shimon says, later on, that they bring, also in the case of Safik, they both bring a Chatos. Omer, Shei Chatos Achas. Reb Yossi Omer, Ain Shnehen Mivian Chatos Achas. They don't bring one Chatos. Alma, Lesle Reb Yehuda, Lesle Tzna. So you see later on in the Mishnah, another Mishnah, that you don't make a Tzna, according to Reb Yossi. He doesn't hold of Tznaim. So what do you do? So answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Modi Rabbi Yossi b'mechusar kapar. That's a different context. Over here we're talking about sveikos relating to, there's a difference between cases of sveikos where there is, where you have a sin and you're not sure, and number 2, mechusar kapar, where there really is no sin involved. V'chayk yasa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Modi Rabbi Yossi b'mechusar kapara. Because by a mechusar kapara, as we're going to talk about Hashem later today, in the beginning of the second parak, which is the source for dal and mechusar kapara, those are people who have to bring a karban, not specifically based on a chait. They became tamei, and they have to wait 7 days to become tar, and after that they have to bring a karban to finish the tara process. That's a different type of chatas than chatas haba al chait. So there's a difference. Rabbi Yossi says that you can make a tnai by one of the mechusrei kapara chataos, not one of the al chait chataos. That's the difference. My time, but what's the difference? Hasa, by the cases of chait, ba'i gavra yediya. You need a person in the know, literally. Dechsiv, ohoda ilav chataso. Hilkach lo maisin umaisni. Therefore, tonight is not going to work by what we call a chatas chaylev. We discussed back in the first paragraph of Zvachim. Why does the, out of all the averus that you bring a chatas for, but that's the chait that is usually associated, chatas chaylev. So hilkach lo maisin umaisni. Aval hacha ben ar mishnah ki maisin nashim bekarban leish taruye ba'achilas kachim. But in our Mishnah, it's not a chatas that's coming for a chait. Okay, Chazal say, why does the woman bring a chatas? Because she swore a hashkafic halachic type of reason that she swore she wouldn't have any other babies. But really, meikar adin, she's bringing a chatas because here's a chatas. The Torah says that she has to bring a chatas. So, l'sharia kar, but it's a different purpose. To be mata her to ikachim. So there, in those cases, k'tari seifa, diahi. Like Rabbi Yossi says over there later on, adaf chav gimel, Rabbi Yossi omer, kol chatas she ba'al chait, ein shtai meviososa. So if it's al chait, so then two people cannot bring it, but in our case, it's not al chait, it's b'chusri kapara, and therefore Rabbi Yossi would agree there. Tosfos in Maseches, actually here Tosfos Yeshanim asks it without answering. See in the third to last line in Tosfos Yeshanim, the Gemara said, Tosfos Yeshanim says, Tema, Tavai Smicha. What do you do about Smicha? About leaning on the animal? You have to lean on the animal, that's Lacharchila at least, if it's not Ma'akev, but what do you do about Smicha in this case where both women are there? Vishnei Ani Yashal Ismoch, Te Echamam Yasa Boda Bekachim. And here it's not going to work because if one of them does smicha and that one doesn't, you can't say both of them do it because there's an isser daraisa of ishtam shus pekachim. So, and you have to lean on smicha b'chal kocho. So what do you do about smicha? So here there's no answer. If you look at Tosfos in Bechoros, in the last amud of Meseches Bechoros, and Afsamach Aleph and Aleph, there Tosfos says, whenever you have a karbon that never required smicha in the first place, so then there's no problem with a lack of smicha. There's only a problem where you need a smicha and now you have a problem, you can't do it. But if the carbon never required smicha, so then, like in our case, from its first moment, let's say a woman was misupik, or in these cases, so that, and they never knew which carbon was there, which baby was theirs, so then there wouldn't be a problem with not doing smicha.
You do smicha on birds? Isn't this a bird?
Tosfos is, but
if it's a chatas,
do you do speak on a chatas oath? Tosfos Yeshanim is assuming yes. You have to look it up again. Have to bring the avoda, Maisa Karbanos. So I have to look it up, but the assumption is of this discussion, yeah, I didn't think about that. But, yes, avoda bekachim. I'm sure it's before, so I just don't remember. Okay, we'll look it up. Says the Gemara. Elu, fourth line. Elu she'ein mevius. For the lab, these women do not bring. Why? If the cases were, if you're mapelas, shvir malemayim, dam, just blood, colorful, or after births that look like dagam chagavin, totally misshaped. So elish emavius, Reb Shimon mechayif. So Reb Shimon is mechayif in all these cases, but yotzei dofen. So the machlokas about yotzei. My chok is about Yotzei Dofen. My time is Reb Shimon. Let's just read this Gemara. What's the reason for Reb Shimon? Amarei Shlakish. Amar Kravim Nekevate Leila Rabos Leida Acheres. Right? It says in Nekevate Leida, that's to include another Leida. My he, what's included? Yotzei Dofen. So Reb Shimon has a special drasha to include Yotzei Dofen. Rabbanan, my time. Why did the Rabbanan exclude Yotzei Dofen? If an animal has a miscarriage, so why not? Rabbanan, my time. Amar Rabbani Barpadish. Isha Kitazri of a Yalda. Achatele Mimakam Shemazrat. It says Tazria and Leida. So we darshin the connection between that you need just the Makam Hazra in order to create the Chiyuv for Kabbanis Leida. But here there's a Machlokas then whether you have that Leman. Okay, the Rambam talks about it here. Again, I don't know if I'm going to take out the time now, especially in Maseches Krisus, to look for it. But the Rambam here, the beginning of Maaser Kabbanis, discusses the issue of smicha, and does he say it beferish? Kolk, he says beferish. Ha'of ein otan smicha. V'chein kol moshe dina yiplu l'tez l'dava. Ein bal osan amos somech al osa ola. So that could be another answer. No, what Tosfos Yeshanim is asking here, so we have to look it up again. But, yeah, the Rambam says beferish here in Al Chazayin that hachi mashma al masisa the shlech hadas midir sayam. Could you say it's a machlokas? Maybe it's a machlokas we've shown him. Right, the Kesef Mishnah quotes, and it's mashma from Mishnah Maseches Gittin. Hashaleh chotas v'midei v'sayam. Oh, well, the Radvaz here says, Oh, for nikri zevach. L'fichach einaton nisachem lo smicha. Once you say that, it is, it's a machlokas rishonim here. Okay, we'll do more research. Thank you. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Hamapeles la'or shvonim. What's we're talking about? Chiyuv. Sets of karbanos yoledes. So we talk about unusual cases as we continue. Mapelas la'or shvonim. So as we know, a woman is chayavis to bring her karbanos after her days of tumah and days of tara. We know for a baby boy, a woman has 7 days of tumah and 33 days of tara. What does that mean? You made tumah means everything that comes out, she is tameh for sure. Everything that comes out, you made tara. Midaraisa, she is tahora. Midaraisa, midarabanan, we're not bo'al adam tohar. So we'll get to that in a couple of months, in Maseches Nida. But that is the tumah, the yamei tohar. And she cannot, though, bring her karbanos until after her yamei tohar are over. Yamei tohar means she's mutaris labayla, but she is not allowed to go into the mikdash. So that's why she has to wait after the 40 days for a boy, or after the 80 days for a girl, because a girl, as we know, is double, 14 and 66. So after day 80, then, let's say she has a baby on, right, whenever she has the baby, that's called day 1. Then she waits through day 80. She could go to the mikvah on day 7 or 14. She goes to the mikvah on day 14. Then she goes to the mikvah again on day 80. Then she's a tful yom again. She waits till the night time. And when day 81 comes along, the morning of 81, then she brings her karbanos and she's mutaris l'mikdash. Wonderful. What happens if she becomes she has a miscarriage, another miscarriage on day 75. Let's say she has a miscarriage on day 75. Then she has to restart, but she does not bring a new set of karbanos. Because she's not chayevis yet in her first set of karbanos on day 81. So if she has another miscarriage on day 75, so then she has to restart the count. But if it's considered viable halachic birth, but she does not bring a new set of karbanos after 80 days or whatever the amount of days is after the second one, she brings one set of karbanos. If she has a miscarriage on day 85 and she had to bring her karbanos, yeah, then for sure brings two sets of karbanos. But what happens if she has a miscarriage on Lel 81? Well, 81, the night after day 80. So it's after 80, but she hasn't come into the time when she can bring her karbanos yet, the day of 81. Can't bring karbanos yet. That's the machlokas. Hamapeles la'or shmonim ve'echad. If a woman has a miscarriage, Lel 81. Beishamai potrim ena karban. Beishamai says potter. Why? Because according to Beishamai, it's as if she had the miscarriage on the day before. Right? So she's potter. It's all one thing. Because you can't bring your carbon yet, so it's not in a new zman chiyuv yet. Ubeisela b'chayiv, and Beisela says, no, chayiv. It's as if it's the next morning. Amru Beisela b'shamay. Maishta or shvona ve'echad mi yom shvona ve'echad. What's the difference? What's the difference between night, Lel 81, and the morning of 81? Im shiva lo l'tuma, lo yishva lo l'karbon. If you're mashva it for tuma. What does that mean? That everybody agrees that if she would have a re'iyah now, it would not be dam tohar. So you're out of dam tohar from the world of tumah. So why aren't you out of the world of dam tohar for the world of kachim also? If shiva lo l'tumah, lo yishva lo l'karbon. So, says Beis Hillel, it's like tomorrow for Tumah, so it should be like tomorrow for Karbon. So Amru Lahem Beis Shammai Lo, Ema Martim Ema Pelot Yom Shmona Ve'echad. No, if you're Mapil, day 81, Shekein Yatza L'Shah Sheru Uyo L'Havi Ba'Karbon. No, that's a Shah that he's going to answer the Tumah question later on in the Mishnah. But first he's just claiming against Beis Hillel, no, this isn't a Nuzman for a Karbon yet. Tumah Beis Pelot Yom Shmona Ve'echad, Shel Yatza L'Shah Sheru Uyo L'Havi Ba'Karbon. No, there's no new... She's not chayav to bring the karbanos yet. Amru lahen beis Hillel. What do I mean? What if day 81 is Shabbos? And tochiach. That'll prove to me. Let's say she has a miscarriage on day 81. That's Shabbos. She also can't bring the karbanos today. No personal karbanos on Shabbos. The chayav is karban, and yet you'll agree to that. That is a new set. So Amru lahen beis Hillel. Amru lahen beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, that's not a fair comparison. Lo, if a martem yishav shorim ve'echad shechol yis b'shabbos, shavah b'shein a royal carbon yachid, royal carbon tzibur. That is a zman that's roy for karbanis, not your karban.
But it is roi for karbanis, like karbet zibur.
Tomar ben apelas lo arshmo ne ve'echad, shein alay la roi loli karb yachid, lolo karbet yachid, lolo karbet zibur.
But the night, the lel 81, you can't bring any karbanis. You could taste the lundus here. It's about, is it a zman carbon yet? The fact that you can only bring carbon sebor is not carbon yachids. What we've spoken about many times, could you have, even I think here, this besechta, could you have the zman for a carbon before you could do the zman for a mitzvah before you could actually do the mitzvah? Does the shame lulav start right away at the beginning of Yantif? Carbon Pesach, maybe the shame carbon Pesach starts the morning of Pesach, Erev Pesach, even though you can't breathe the carbon until the afternoon. That's the machlokas in the first parak in Zvachim, to Beb Beseira and the others. But that's also what's going on here. And the last line says, Beishamai, v'hadavim eina mochichem, don't bring me raias from the blood. Meaning, Lel 81, if the woman has a re'iyah, it's for sure, it's dam tame. It's not dam tor anymore. Don't bring me raias to that to reflect for the carbon. Why? Shahamapeles bitoch malos dameha tameim ubiturmin hakarbon. What if she's mapeles, if she has a new miscarriage, bitoch doreker yubei toa, that also dam is tame. It's only dam toa if it's not a new birth. If it's a new birth, it's also going to be tame, and you don't bring a new set of karbanas. So sotawir, lel shmona ve'echad. That's also, the dam can be tame, and you don't bring a new set of karbanas. So that is the Mishnah. Wonderful. So we continue. Even before we go on, why did the Mishnah only discuss cases of lel 81, not lel 41? Same yisod. Why wouldn't it discuss those cases? So if you look at the Pirshim Mishnayos here, the Rambam says, because it's basically impossible. Because a woman is not going to be with her husband for a week, right? Because of after that, you made tuma. So it's the earliest time, daraisa, that a man can be with her husband. Forgetting whether she can get pregnant or not, on day 8. So by day 40, it's not going to be a viable birth anyway. You need at least 40 days for it to be a vlad. So you're never going to have the case where it will come up. That is what the Rambam says here. So the Rambam says it's impossible. If you look in the Tosfos Yontif on the next parak, then it begins the second parak where these issues come up again. The Tosfos Yontif says, "V'yesh lomar." What if the husband was with his wife Bishkaga even before during the first week? Again, we're not talking about whether she could become pregnant or not, but theoretically. Or Ani Omer, says the Tosfos Yontif, Shein Tzarech Bekach, the Efshar Beheter Gamur, the Ibra Bambati. It's the old bathhouse pregnancy, right? That's the case that has been spoken about before, right? This is in the Rishonim already. They say Betzira was Nola Bambati. The Taz discusses this in Yeridea and Hilchos Nida. Right? These are the original sources, the earliest sources that we have for all the in vitro fertilization and test tube baby issues. These are very basher de Chagiga. Shema Ibra Bimbati. Umasnisa lo Iri Bamashim de Milsa lo Shricho. It's very uncommon, so we're not going to talk about it. But even if it's, you could come up with a case where it's, where somebody doesn't violate an Aveira, Ibra Bambati. Okay, if we weren't here, we would discuss all the halachas about Ibra Bambati. But, again, the cases where a woman goes to a hot bathhouse and a man had been there before and deposited some, Shekhva Zera, she became pregnant that way. Okay, Tanya, Amru lahen beis hila lebeis shamai, hare yomer labas, larabos arshmona ve'echad. The Brisa has a pasuk. Beis Hillel has a pasuk to teach me, even leil shmona ve'echad, that has a chiyuv, a new set of karbanos. Reboshia avishia kabe debar kapara. Reboshia was in kabar kapara shir. And he left his shir. He switched shirim. Shavke v'asakav ed Rabbi Chiya. He came in front of Rabbi Chiya. As we'll see, he's going to get upset about that. Yom achad pagabei. And one day, the former Talmud and Rebbe met each other. And the Talmud asked the Rebbe, Bo amine, zav, so now we're talking about cases we just spoke about in the Mishnah, cases related to Yoledes. What about Zav? As we're going to learn about Zerman Ahmed Beis, Zav is also one of the Mechusrei Kapara. A Zav, remember the differences, we're going to have to know this for today's daf. A Zav is a man who had an emission, an abnormal emission, not a regular case of Shechva Zera, because that's considered normal, that's not a sickness. Ziva is a sickness. A man who had an emission three times within at least 3 days. He can have three times in one day. It already makes him a Zav Gadol. But a Zav, right, if he has three times, he has to also wait Shivan Akiyim, and then the day eight, bring a carbon. Two times are only 7 days without a carbon. But three times is with a carbon. So similar case we're going to talk about. What about if towards the end of the Yemei Ziva, he has another Ziva? So when do you say it's going to be Mechayiv to bring another set of carbonis? That's going to be the parallel here. A Zava, if you're married by a woman, it doesn't work that way. She's going to have three, if she sees one day, then she has to wait one day, Shomeres Yom, Kineged Yom. 2 days, she's got to wait Shomeres Yom, Kineged Yom, Kineged the second day. Three times, so then, 3 days in a row, then she's going to have to wait Shivan Akiyim and bring carbonis on day eight. So, he meets his former Rebbe and says, Zav Shara Gimel Re'ios Belel Ches Ma. What happens if he sees more Re'ios Lel Ches? So again, he finished Shivan Akiyim, he can't bring the carbonis to the next day. Ma Beis Hillel Omer B'davar Zeh. Would Beis Hillel say this is the same thing? Would Beis Hillel also be B'chayev a new set of carbonis? Tamayo de Beis Hillel. So what, do you say Beis Hillel is based on Svara, like in the Mishnah, or based on Agzeres HaKasov, like in the Brisa? If it's Gzeres HaKasov, you can eliminate it. If it's a Svara, you can extend it. So, Tamayo de Beis Hillel, de Bapelos Balayla, Mishum Dechsiv Labas. Is it because it's Gzeres HaKasov, Aval Zav Shera Gimel Rios Balaches, Patri, to a Miyatri Kroy? There's no extra Pasik, so he would agree to Beis Shammai Svara in that case. Odilma Loshna. Or do we say, no, it doesn't make a difference? Meaning, maybe the Svara is Megula based on the Pasik, but either way, he would extend it to Zav. So Amalei Bar Kapara. So the former Rebbe says, Ma, okay, Gersos issues here. So the Gersa that we have on the side is, Ma Aya Omer B'davar Zeh. He's making fun of the other Rebbe. Oh yeah, why don't you go ask the other Rebbe? Right, who's the other Rebbe? The other Rebbe is Rav Chisda. So he calls him Aya. He calls Rebbe Chia Aya. Right, see on the third line of Rashi. Right, instead of leaving out the ches, the ayin and the ches, so instead of saying chia, leaves out the ches, ubashu genai kamalai. Why don't you go ask Aya? Meaning chia. Go ask your other rabbi. Continue reading Shiva Kubesa Zos Dalid. Lo amar le'Rabboshi Klum. So that student, you know, didn't answer. Didn't answer anything. Like making fun of my new rabbi? Okay. But he has another question. Ha'Rabboshi Baya Mine Milsa Achrisi. He has another question. And I'm right back up right now, he says again. Ma Bavli Omer B'davar Zeh. Yeah, go ask the Babylonian. Again, another lashon of insult. So Ishtik Rabbi Oshi Alama Klum. Again, he doesn't say anything. Amrle Bar Kapara Tzricha L'Devei Aya. So finally, the student says, "Right, you might not know the answer, but my other Rebbe knows the answer." Right, he says, "You know, he knows the answer." Right, the first to talk about exactly how they're talking to each other like this. But either way, man, whenever we quote Gemaras like this, we quote the Chavos Yair. The Chavos Yair, where he talks about all the insults in the Gemara, how they're not really insults. Sometimes it really sounds like insults. But either way, this is the Gemara. Period. So there's no answer given. Nachzor al Rishonos. What does that mean? Rashi says that's like a Gufa line. That's a Meseches Krisis way of saying Amar Mar or Gufa. Let's go back to what we were talking about. Nachzor al Rishonos. Harei hu Omer Labas Larabos or Shmona Ve'echad Neima Kitanois. Let's say it's a Machlokas Tanon. The issue of whether you compare Ziva to Yoledes, maybe it's a Machlokas Tanon. Zav Shera Gimel Rios Balaches. A Zav that has three Rios on the night of the Lel Ches. Tani Chada Mevi V'Tanya Yidach. Eina Mevi V'Aylav Tanoihi. Dehada Tanya Mevi. Maybe this is the Machlokas. The Bryce that says that you bring. Meaning it's like a new set. Ksavar Laila Ein Mechusar Kippurim. Night is not, Mechusar Zman. Laila is not Mechusar Zman. What does that mean? That means nighttime is not called early. And therefore it's as if it's the next day. Nighttime, you're right. It's just a din and just a lack that you can't do a vote at night. But really, it's the next day. And therefore, it's as if it's the next day. So you bring a new set of karbanas. The other tani ain maybe, ksavar laila mechusar zman. So isn't that the machlokas? And therefore, that would be the machlokas. We parallel machlokas, b'sham and b'silo here. So amar afu debach, amar avalazar, no. Hani tanoi, savi laila mechusar zman. It could very well be that both of the tanam hold that it is too early. It's mechusar zman. So why would one brisa hold that you bring? Va'ad etanya mevi bizav bal beis reios. We're talking about a case of bizav who had two reios. A zav who had two reios only has to wait shivan akiyim. Does not have to bring a carbon. So that's why after 7 days lel ches it's finished. It's totally finished. That's why you have to bring he has to bring carbonus. So Gemara says va'ad etanya ein mevi bizav bal gemar reios.
Right, and the one who says you don't bring is the Zav that had three Re'eos, and therefore he does not have to bring a new set, because he didn't get to the time for the Karban yet. So Gemara says, Zav al-Shnei Re'eos, my Lameimra. What's the Chiddush then? If you held that the we're talking about a Zav who had two Re'eos, and now he sees again, of course it has to bring. Right, because it's a totally new, you're finished with a previous state. Hakamash malon dafka ra'a b'lel ches. The Chiddush is, only if the Re'eos were lel ches, that's when, if the three Re'eos were lel ches, that's when he has to bring a new set. Aval biyamama dezayin lo. But if he had seen on day 7, so then he would not bring kesavar. Why? What if he had three re'eos on day 7? Then you don't bring. Why? Because he holds kol re'ia shesoseres ein mevi l'dei karban. That's the rule. Any re'ia that is soser, a previous count, is not powerful enough to start and be mechayiv a new set. Meaning why? The Svara is simple, because the fact that it's Soser means you're still in the previous world. You're not totally Tahora yet. And any Riyah that's Soser is not going to break. So that's the Diyuk. The Diyuk is that night, but not previously. Good. The big discussion, the Orech Laner here has two Deos. What happens if he has four Re'eos on day 7? Or four Re'eos at night? Which is Soser? Do you say only the first one? Right, is the Gemara Medayek that says three Re'eos? Because then you have the first Re'eos, which is Soser, and the other two aren't enough. What if you have four? So then you have three Re'eos that you don't need to be Soser, because the first one was already Soser. Or do you say all of them are Soser, because it's a day of Stira? That's it. He has two days here. What would you say about that case? Okay, period. So, Amar Rava, Amayu Kim Tol HaDetanya, Ein Mevi. Bizab Balgimi Re'eos, what were you mokim? Right, we said maybe they're arguing about Mechusar's man, and we said no. So maybe they're arguing about what type of Zav, what is it Bal Bez or Bal Gimel? So Al Rava says, why did you say the one that does not bring, Ein Mevi, Bizab Balgimi Re'eos, why is it Balgimi Re'eos, and therefore he does not bring, Lisni, if it's true, Lisni Gabi Chamisha Mevi and Karban Echad Al Averis Harbe. So why don't you say, we're going to have in the next parak all different Mishnayas relating to five of these, and six of these, and four of these, all different lists. So why isn't this on the list, where this Zav only has to bring one set of Karbanas? So why isn't this on the list? The five people bring one Karban on a lot of Averis. So the Gemara says, lo psika. No, it's not 100% clear that this would always be the case. That's why it's not listed there. Tam Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan is machalik. Ra achas balayla ubeiz bayom, maybe. If he had seen one at night and two by day, then he brings a new set. Meaning, if he had seen two on day 8. One well 8, and two on day 8, then most of the Re'eos were on day 8, then you bring a new carbon for that. Beiz balayla achas bayom, ain maybe. So because there's that distinction, so that's why it's not listed in that Mishnah there. But now once we brought this, we're going to talk about this. Is this Svarit? Is this logical? Let's think about this again. If he sees Lel Ches and Day of Ches, are they Mitztarif? So Rabbi Yochanan says, if the two out of three were during the day, then it can be Mechayev you a new set. I'm Rabbi Yosef Teda. Rabbi Yosef says, yeah, I'll prove it to you that Rabbi Yochanan is right. To Achas Balayla V'Achas Bayom Mevi. That would be maybe in that case. Why? To HaRe'ia Rishona Shichma Zera Ba'alma. We know a Zav that has the first Ria, he just has the status of a Balkari. Right? Even if it's not, you know, in a situation of Sheikh Mazer, he has the status of a Balkari. So he has the status of Sheikh Mazer Ba'alma. So therefore, having that first one at night doesn't hurt you. And yet, if you have two after that, it's Mistarif. So to hear, if the first one's Lel Ches, even if it's not at a time yet when you can be Mechayev, a new carbon, so what? It's called just a Balkari anyway. So that's where Rav Yosef says, I think Rav Yochanan's right. Rav Sheshes Breid, Rav Idi, Midi, Ari, is that a proof? Re'ia Rishona Shel Zav, Chazya Bezman Chiyuva. No, by a regular case, if the first Re'ia, fine, it has the status of a Balkari, but at least you saw it at a time when you could become a Zav. Achas Balayla, but in our case, Kiva Delab Bezman Chiyuva Chazya, in our case, since the first one was Lel Ches, which is not in the world yet of a new set of Karbanas, he loved Ashmina and Rabbi Yochanan, the Mitzarif, Havimina Lo Mitzarif. You know, you can't bring me a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's a big Chiddush. If he wouldn't have said it to me, I wouldn't have known. I would have thought it's very different. Just the fact that one has the status of a Valkyrie versus now you see it at a time when you wouldn't be able to come to Ziva. Remember a Zav, a male, a Zav, can have three Re'eos in one day and become a Zav Gadol.
So that's why it's more important by a woman over 3 days. But as he's saying here, this first one's got to be in a time when it could become a Zav Gadol. Says the Gemara, period. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan is a Chiddush. Don't bring me a Raya that it's so logical. One second. So does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that Laila is Mechutzer's man, that he would have to say that as long as you have the two tomorrow, what if we have two at night? Then he would say you can't. But does he hold Laila is Mechutzer's man? But we have later on. Also elsewhere, nitma bayom, if he becomes tamei, this is about a nazir now. If the nazir, as we know, if a nazir becomes tamei, he has to count shiv and akiyam, that he does become tamei mace, and then restart his naziris. So it's the same thing. 7, on day 8 he brings karbanos, he starts again. So nitma bayom, if he becomes tamei on day 8, maybe. Balayla ein mevi became tamei lel shmini, that he does not bring a new set of karbanos because he didn't become tar yet. He's just got to restart and only bring one set of karbanos nazir tuma. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afila balayla mevi, even if he became tamei at night, still he has to bring a new set of karbanos. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds laila is la b'chusar zman. It's as if he became tamei the next day. So in our case too, so what? Even if he has two reyes at night, why isn't it good enough to be mechayev you a new set? So Gemara says, no, ki ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan beiz balayla va'achas bayom ein mevi ledivrei ha'omer mechusar zman. He's talking about, according to that man to Amar, I hold, Rabbi Yochanan would say, Laila is not mechusar zman. But according to the man number that says Laila is mechusar zman, then you, two at night would take you over the top and you wouldn't be mechayev. Ledivrei ha'omer pshita. So that's pretty obvious. What does he have to tell me that for? No, ra achas balayla beiz bayom et srichalei. No, the chiddush is the other way. Even according to the one that says, L'devri Omer, Laila is Mechusar Zman, that, you know, it is too early, so you would have thought, even Achas Bayom would not be Mechayev you. Because you saw the first one in a time of Mechusar Zman, Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan says, according to the Amanda Amar. Okay, period. Says the Mishnah. Ha'isha, Sheyesha Laha, continuing cases of Yoledes. So as we know, a Yoledes has a set of karbanos she has to bring, and a Zava. What if a woman has a bunch of Sveikas? Haicha, she shall have Suffolk, Hey Ledos, the Suffolk, Hey Zivos. She has 5 Suffolk Ledos, or 5 Suffolk Zivas. May via carbon Echad, she brings 1 carbon, Viocheles Bizvachim. Because just to be safe, she wants to be able to eat karbanos, or go into the base of Migdash. So they're all Suffolk. So you can't say most of the chaver of a raya when it comes to yisurin. So she brings at least one to cover herself. For chelos bezvachim, she eats karbanas. Ve'ena shalom lechova. The others she doesn't have to bring because they're all suffik. Period. Hey zivos vadaos, hey ledos vadaos. So if she has certain ones, maybe a karban echad or chelos bezvachim vashar alechova. If she owes 5, so then the first one already allows her to eat kachim or go to the base of mikdash, but she owes the other ones. She owes the other ones. That's the halacha. Very important briska rav. We don't have time to read it right now. We'll see at the end if we have time. The briska rav in mechusar kapara. Every mechusar kapara, zav zav yoledes and mitzora has 2 elements. There's an isser element. There's a chova element. Yeah, I'll just read you the one line. It's a chov element and it's a Number 1, it allows you to eat kachim. We're going to the base of Mikdash. Number 2, it's chovas havaras karbanos shu did bifnei atzma bilvan hechsher tumaso. And he brings a lot of riots, but this halach is a riot to that. If you owe 5, the first one already allows you to eat kachim, and the other 4 you owe. So that's a very important halacha related to mechusar kapara. And I was going to explain the story coming up right now. There was a story that birds became very expensive. Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hamon Azeh, I swear by the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Alan Hawaila, Ad Sheyu B'dinarin. I'm not going to sleep tonight until I figure out a way to get the price down. Right? They're this price gouging. And what did he do? Besof nechnas the base bezdin v'lamad ha'isha sheishala heiledas vados heizivas vados mevia carbon echad v'ochelas mizvachem v'ein shara lechova. What did he say? A woman owes 5. All she's got to bring is 1 and forget the other ones. So all of a sudden, the suppliers lost a lot of business. So they said, uh-oh. Right? So therefore they said, Vadukina Bayamahu Burabatayim. So it was worth much less, and that was a way that he was able to do it. How was he able to do this? Rashi quotes, Eis Lasos Lashem. Right, Rashi quotes that this is the way. You're, to eat the kachim, that's what we said, is din one. He got rid of din two. Right, sheva tasa. He said, there's no chiyuv to bring the karbanis. Good. There's even a diuk. If you look in the Nitziv on these psukim, in the beginning of Tazria, it's a beautiful Nitziv that quotes his son. That said, there's a diuk in the psukim about this. Because it said, there's a, like a finishing up pasuk, and then it restarts that if she doesn't have enough money, that karban ani by Yoledes is said as if it's an afterthought. As if to say, bring what you can, bring a carbon Yoledes, and if you can't afford it, then this halacha applies. But you look at the Nitziv there in Tazria. Tan Rabbanon, hey Ledos Vados, Ledos Vada, hey Vizidos Safeg, oh hey Ledos Vada, hey Ledos Safeg. The box changes, that Girsa, Mevia base Kinon, Achasha Avada Vachasala Safeg. So the Brisa says, what if a woman owes a bunch of vadais and a bunch of suffiks? So the Brisa says, she brings one karban to cover her vadais and one karban to cover her suffiks. Shel vadai ne'acheles, v'ashar alechova. The vadai, the animal brought for the vadais, that's e'in, that's a perfect one, and the rest are owed. Shel suffik ein ne'acheles, v'ein shar alechova. But the suffik is not e'in, and the rest are not chova on her. Huge discussion in the Achronim. Why do you have to bring any carbon for the suffix? If you're bringing one for the vadais, that already allows you to be mukhsharu matar. So why do you have to bring any? So that's Sorokin, and the Nitziv here can't fathom it. He says it's it must be a toh sofer, but in that same griz, he quotes his father, Reb Chaim, who says no. That there's a din of chatas ha'of besuffik that has to be brought b'taras vadai. Like an Asham Toli, you're not sure whether you're chayiv it, but Asham Toli is a chiyiv b'taras vadai. If you were mesufik, you vadai have to bring this carbon. So chatas ha'of also, if you're mesufik, you have to bring this carbon. So even if you're bringing a vadai one, you have to bring one to cover your suffix also. That's Reb Chaim. Right, that's the opinion number one. You bring one for the vadais and one for the suffix. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, al vadai tomar al ha'achrona v'tipater. The vadai, the one that you bring for the vadais, you have to have kavana that it's for your last chiyu vadai. We'll see why. Shel suffix im yesh shel vadai b'neim tomar al vadai v'tipater. For the suffix, if it's true, like in this case where she's bringing one for the vadais and one for the suffix, then she just have to say tomar al vadai. The vadai one is to be for the last one, the tipater, and then she only has to bring one animal. Period. Like we said before, v'im lav, like we said misvara. That was the problem with the Tanakama. But we explain for the Tanakama. V'im lav, and if she doesn't have any being brought out vadeis, tomar al echamim v'tipater. Then she doesn't say about one of them v'tipater. Meaning, Rebecca Manuri says, if you're bringing one for the vadeis, one carbon for the vadeis, you have to have in mind the last vadei that you were mechuyev, your last baby. If you're bringing one for suffix, doesn't matter what your kavan is. Just bring one for the suffix. We'll see why. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ben al avade ben al asafek, tomer al achaz ben v'tipater. No, you'll have to bring one carbon and have anyone you want in mind. So Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachman Reyeschel Rapapa, Eimel Lecha Mishpeh Derava, Hadik Tanai B'mai Pligi. What's this machlokas about? So we have three opinions. To Rabbi Yochanan, so the Tanakama holds, you have to bring one for the vades and one for the suffix. So we understand that as we explained from the Briska Rav. To Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, who says the vades, you got to have kavana for the last one and not for the suffix, whichever. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, medami lohun lechatas. He compares these cases to a regular case of chatas. Deman dechayev hechatos ad demaisi kulun. The sof mechapale hachanami loshna. When you're chayev karbonas chatas, you have to bring all your chatos in order to achieve kapara. And until you bring the last one, you're not going to get full kapara. And that's why he says you have to have in mind the last one by the vadais. Because if you have in mind the last one, Rashi explains, it's going to be clear that you know you still have the other ones owed. For Rabbi Akiva, medami lahom letvilin. No, Rabbi Akiva compares it to tevila. Demand the machayev hey tevilas. If somebody has to go to the mikvah for five reasons, kiva de tavel chadazimna itar, you go to the mikvah for once, hit the once, hakan amelishnas, who cares what you have in mind? Just go once, that's it. Amalir Papa, one second. Isakar Elach Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri lechatas medami lohen. If Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri holds you compared to chatas, amai shel safek tomer al achazem v'tipater. So why do you say you could have any in mind for the safek? Ilu man de mechayev chamesh ashamos teluyin. If somebody is chayev five asham talui's, asham talui is brought up for a case where you're not sure if you did something that's chayev chatas. Ki maisi chad mi miftar. Would you be? You could just bring one asham talui. V'atanya ze'akol kol shechalukin bechatos chaluk. Asham Tali is exactly parallel to Chatas. Whatever rules are for Asham Tali are rules for Chatas. So in our case, whatever rules are for Suffolk should be for Vadais. So if for Vadais you have to have the last one in mind, so too for Suffolk you should have to have the last one in mind.
Right? That's the question of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ella de kuliyam letfilos b'dai melohon. Really, no. Really, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri compares it to tefilos. Ubechoshishin lepshia kamiflagin. The machlokas is whether you're choshesh for negligence. If you bring one, you're going to forget the other ones. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri suffer choshishin chayshin lepshia. Rabbi Yochanan says you are choshesh. And therefore, dafka have the last one in mind, and then you will for sure remember the last one. Oh, I guess I still owe the previous ones. Rabbi Akiva suffer lo chayshin lepshia. You're not worried. Have anyone you want in mind, and you'll bring the last ones as you'll bring the other ones whenever you're ready. Okay, period. That's a three-way machlokas, and now we continue. So we discussed this mission already on Daf Beis, but now we will continue it and have it again. We'll mention the machlokas that we mentioned earlier. There's only one parak in Shas named Shloshim Vashesh, 36, and you can't forget it. First parak in Krisis, which lists off the 36, Shloshim Vashesh. Arba Mechusrei Kapara. There are four people that are Mechusrei Kapara. The Arba Mavino is Avin Kishkaga. And there are four people that bring Karbanis for Mazes also, not just for Shogigs. So first we're going to discuss the first one. Ve'eloin Mechusrei Kapara. The following people are Mechusrei Kapara. Hazav, Hazavava, Yodas Mitzora. Beautiful. Zav and Zava. Yoledes and Mitzora. We discussed three out of four of them just now. Reb Elazar, Reb Yaakov Omer, he adds in two more. Ger Mechusrei Kapara, Chizrogol of Adam. A Ger is Chayiv, a set of Karbanis, so he's also Mechusrei Kapara. And a Nazir, until he brings his Karbanis, on day 8, we said, he's still Usher to get a haircut, to drink wine, so Nazir, until he brings his Karban. Liyenu L'tiklach, U'L'tiklachto, V'tumaso. In order for the halakas of a nazir to be relaxed, he has to bring his karban, so he's also considered a mechusrei kapara. What's this machlokas about? We're about to see. 2 points. Number one, if you look in the Rishonim, all the way back, Baba Kama Daf Beis, the Rishonim there talk about why by some Mishnayos and Shas, when it has a number, it has the word hein afterwards, and some don't. Arba avos nezikin. Doesn't say hein. Arba mechusrei kapara. It doesn't say hein. Arba rashi shanim. Hain. Right? Why sometimes they say Hain? Is Hain telling you dafka these and not others? Is it excluding? Look at Tosfos and the Rashba. Right? At the beginning of Bava Kama, it discusses our Mishnah. It doesn't say Hain, but there's a machlokas here. The Tanna Kama says four, as if to say there might be more. Maybe that's why Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says there's an extra one. Okay, either way, that's the Rishonim right there at the beginning of Bava Kama. The other issue is there a Lamaisa machlokas between Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan? That we already discussed in that base. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos, Rashi here on the Gemara, which we'll see in a second, holds no. There's no machlokas. Even, look at Rashi, right in the middle of the left side. Tafil Rabbanan Sviru Lahu, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Damar Lishtaru Yehu Demaisi. Even the Rabbanan agree that in the Chinami, a ger will not be able to go into the base of Migdash. Here he by the base of Migdash until he brings his karbanis. And he won't be able to eat kashim. They all agree. The machlokas is categorization. Kind of the lumdus. Right? That's the only machlokas. So that is what the Pirush Mishnayos says. That's what Rashi says here. The problem is, if you remember, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah seems to hold that it is a machlokas. Now the Mishnah Torah seems to be so sure himself what he says here, and therefore, meaning he sees the Paschal like Elazar ben Yaakov, but really, we Paschal like the Rabbanan. So therefore, it's a Asira. They talk about exactly how to answer. We discussed that back on Daf Beis. Good. Anyway, so says the Gemara. Oh, just one other important, you know what, let's just do a little more and then we'll mention it. Don't let me leave without the Ramban. Believe neither. Maishna Zav is Zava, the money lohom betray, Mishab the Chaluka Tomaso. Why do we count Zav and Zava as two different of the four? Because there's different ways for them to become Tame. The Zav lomatame ba'ones. Another halakhic difference, a Zav cannot become a Zav if there's an external factor that makes him have the Re'ia. If he's scared, if there's an earthquake, if he has a hearer. If he has a hearer, that's not called Ziva. Right, all of those. Vizava lomatame b'ri'os k'viyamim. And Zava is different in that she doesn't go by ri'io, she goes by days. Detanya, mi b'sarov lomachmas anso, that's by a Zav. And b'ri'os k'viyamim, detanya, umitame b'ri'os k'viyamim, by a male, detanya, tola, cause of a zaka b'ri'os v'zadakiv b'yamim, vizava metame ba'ones v'lomatame b'ri'os k'viyamim. So Zav and Zava are counted two because they're different halachas. So mitzor mitzoras nami, chaluka tumasam. Why do you count a male and a female?
female mitzora and mitzoraas differently, because it's also different there to a mother mitzora, ton priu frima, because a mitzora requires letting his hair grow long and ripping his clothing. And a male mitzora cannot be with his wife. Umitzoraas ain't a tuna priu frima, titanya, and a female does not need that. Ainli ela ish ishaminayin, shomer batzarua harikan shnayim. The Torah separates what it said earlier to what it says below. Lomar ish forever froming the ani shabras for uforames umutaz batash b'shamita, and she could be with her husband. Shneamar v'yashami chutzla ma'ahalo shivas yamin v'lo michutzla ahalo hilkach nimninhu betrayin. Again, the Gemara increases is very, very explicit. So count it as two. Why are Zav and Zava counted as two and not Mitzara and Mitzaraas? Answer, Zav is Zava, Iker Tumasan Chaluka. No, Zav and Zava, how they become a Zav and a Zav are different. That's why they're counted differently. Mitzara Mitzaraas ain't Iker Tumasan Chaluka. The way they become Tami is not Chaluk. Haivai Kagrisu. The same laws about becoming a Mitzara or Mitzaraas. The difference is their Tara process. So that's not enough to create a difference. The Rambam counts separate mitzvah saseh for Zav and Zava. The Rambam counts one mitzvah saseh for Dine Tzara'as. His Raya is our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Zav, Zava, Yelez, Mitzara, four different. The Rambam says, why don't I just count all Mechusrei Kaparim as Kippurim as one? Just like I count all Chayav Echatos as one, and all Chayav Echamos as one. I don't count 36. The answer is because of our Mishnah. He says, Misvara makes us to count them as one, but the Mishnah says four, so I'm counting them as four, I'm Meshubit to the Mishnah. That's the Rambam in Mitzvahs Asei Ayin Hei. Mitzvahs Asei Ayin Hei, he says it Beferish, quoting our Mishnah. Very important Rambam, the Achronim discuss it, related. Vayta a little bit more. Rablazim and Yaakov Omer, Ger Mechusri Bechulu, so Ger is Mechusri Kapara, according to Rablazim and Yaakov. V'tanakam in my time alotani Ger. Why did the Tanakama include Ger? Kiktani midam lemishri mecha bakashim. The Tanakama only lists people whose Mechusri Kapara is so that they can eat karbonis. Ger kikamaisi karbon lachshirei nafshi lemeal bakal. Wow. A Ger brings a carbon in order to allow him to be niknas lakal. Really? Nichlas Lakal, doesn't it say in Yevamis that right when he goes to the mikvah, after he had bris milah, he's mutal Nichlas Lakal? So some people say, maybe it's Bisman Azeh. Bisman Azeh! Well, he doesn't need karban, but it could be, he lost a lover when there's a ger, he cannot be Nichlas Lakal, he can't marry a Jew until he brings a karban. Could be, that's what the language sounds like. Lakshuri, and this is the time, explaining the Tanakama. Lakshuri the Me'abako! Period. Uben Nazir, my time alotani. So why didn't it say, why didn't the Tanakhama hold of Nazir? Sof, Nazir, nami, ki maisi carbon, las chirila, meshte, yain, de chulanu. No, because even by a Nazir, the ultimate purpose of bringing his carbon is to allow him to, even the Naziris of Tuma or Tara, to be able to drink wine again, and become Tami Lamais again. Not specifically as Shuri Bekachim. Verba Lazar, Ditani Nazir, Lemishri Nafshi, Nifshi Nazir Tameh. Once you have one Nazir on the list, you should have two Nazirim on the list. They both should be Mechusri Kapara. According to him, you should list both of them. So the Gemara says, Kika Maisi Karban Lemecha Ali Naziris Betarahu. No, that's not on the list, because the reason that you bring Naziris of Tuma Karbanas is because you want to start the Naziris of Tara again. So because it's indirect, that's not similar to Lemishri Besomething. And that's why, even according to Rosa Ben Yaakov, he does not count that one on the list. Period. We'll stop here with just one final note, and that is, these people are called Mechusrei Kapara. They're lacking Kapara. So if you look at the Shid Bukubetzes, if you look at Oz Beis, he says, Kapara Lavdafka, Shari Einam Baal Chait, Elaratzalomar Karban. Really, they should be called Mechusrei Karbanos. Those are guys, they didn't bring their Karban yet. Either way, maybe tomorrow we'll start off with the beginning of the Rambam in Mechusrei Kapara. This is the time to talk about that, and then we'll get into more relating to the Ger Mu'ukav, not being able to bring Karbanis. And tomorrow is a great daf. We're going to talk all about tomorrow wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Comes up, doesn't come up, Beferish increases daftes, but we'll see the Avnei Nezer understands increases daftes as a Raya Mukrachas to tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Okay, we'll stop here. And the Ramban. The Ramban discusses that Rambam about whether you count it as four mitzvahs or one mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here.